There's a cat here.
Hello, cat.
Is there a cat?
Yeah. Hi, cat.
You need one with cat ears and cat.
Gato. I don't know. That's really pretty. Hello, guys, and welcome to the 33rd episode of the Daily Unpacking. I'm your host, Caleb Palmer.
And I'm Felipe Munoz.
And
together, we are Felipe and Kayla.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that we figured that out.
Yeah, finally.
That's awesome. And we haven't done the Daily Unpacking in a while, but, you know, that's just how life has flown lately, you know.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And we're in Pai, Thailand right now. In our little hut that needs mosquito netting. So this is the most roughing it we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still the most peaceful place I think I've ever been.
Yeah, it's...
I'm okay with the insects. I'm okay with the shit.
I feel like peaceful with the insects. I feel like we're living with them.
We're just,
Yeah, it's just how I feel.
And that is such a cool, you know, experience, you know. It's pretty amazing to see like huge red ants just walking across your ledge
and not care
and not like give a shit. Like, oh, that's pretty cool, let's start taking pictures of it.
Like you did at the mosque.
That's just how life is here. Like we've been doing yoga on the porch here. We have like this little leveled up, you know, porch, which is pretty cool. It's the entrance of the hut, actually.
Yeah,
because it's leveled up. It's pretty cool. I suppose they level things up because there's so many insects in the mud here.
Probably.
I would imagine
everything is leveled
reason.
Up. Maybe it makes it harder for the bugs to get in.
Yeah, it definitely looks like that's the reason.
There's the kitty.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah, there it is. Being curious. He's probably out hunting for food. Don't you think?
Yeah, it probably gets the bugs.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I remember watching kittens outside of Patterson.
Yeah, there were lots of cats at Patterson.
Yeah. I guess, is there anything we should tell a Daily Unpacking cat?
So normally,
we should say thank you to Steve again, dude.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, man. Seriously. So crazy.
Yeah, Steve, thank you. Just the fact that you want to help us like this is pretty amazing, and we're really grateful.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have covered stuff. Like, we had a rough trip from Chiang Mai up to Pai. It was 760, whatever it turns. And we took nausea pills for 2 days before we were going down the strip, and we were still a little bit nauseous. Yeah, it was heavy. As I said to Killa, the only reason I get nauseous thinking about it.
Yeah, it was rough.
And it's not because of the road necessarily, but it's because how they drive, how quickly they drive, and they cut turns, and it's like, I feel like it's not necessarily dangerous because they know what they're doing, but it just everything moves so fast that it becomes uncomfortable. So.
Yeah, it was, and like we're in this minivan with not that much air conditioning, and we're packed in there with people, and there's a lot of luggage, and you don't know where you are. The whole thing was just like nauseating. But once I started counting the turns, I could put my mind to something other than thinking about how uncomfortable I was.
Yeah,
the only words that were in my head were, I was like, turn 20, and then I would say 20 over and over again until I got to 21. I'd say 21, 21, 21, 22, 22, 22, and that way I stopped thinking about being nauseous.
Interesting.
I was only thinking about the numbers.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's a conscious decision.
I needed to do something.
I was just knowing that I was gonna hold.
Yeah, you knew you could hold.
Yeah, I think so at least. All right, guys.
And then we got up here.
Yeah.
And we are across, there's a river that like cuts right on the outside of town.
Mm-hmm.
We're right, I guess, through the middle because we're still in Pai.
Yeah.
And we have to walk across this rickety bamboo bridge across the river
every day from our hostel.
It's
like wires and bamboo.
But then as soon as we get to the other side, we're right in the center of town.
Yeah.
And there's this walking street food market.
Mm-hmm.
So like every single night, well, we've only been here for two nights, but we've walked over the bridge into town and just gotten street food from these carts. Burritos
and everything.
Chicken gyoza and egg rolls, everything you could think of.
Smoothies, pastries.
Yeah, for like a couple of bucks for dinner total.
They have this fried crepe with bananas and Nutella that we tried yesterday.
It was really good.
And it's the most disgustingly gorgeous, beautiful thing I've had in my life ever. It tastes so good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Jesus. Mm-hmm. If you come to Pai, please. Or I guess if you have pan with oil at home, make it at home.
It was so good.
So we should We're sitting out here now just listening to the sounds of the birds.
Because
the...
we're like in the middle of a forest type thing. So there's like lots of bugs, lots of birds, geckos making.
What is that in the back? We're trying to figure out if it's the bird or a lizard.
I think it might be a lizard bird.
I think also there's a lizard bird.
Yeah.
That's probably a lizard. I think it is a lizard.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bird.
It might be one. You know, we might be surprised as fuck. But I believe it's a lizard.
But overall, Pi has been, like, so extremely great. It's cheap. It's chill. I don't feel any stress from, like, anybody. Nobody's rushing around. Everybody just seems to, like, fit in here. We just met a dude today who's from England or from the UK. Mm-hmm. And he's been living here for 13 months learning Thai, just, like, here in Pi. And I read online a lot of people end up living here when they didn't plan on it. They planned on backpacking trips and then stopped in Pi. Because this place is so easy to fall into, but I'm just grateful for it. I'm happy to be here. I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you too. I'm grateful for the people listening. I'm grateful for life itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for that we have started to do the daily unpacking again.
Me too.
So thank you for
it's
listening.
It's about time.
Yeah, definitely about time.
Thank you for listening.
And we'll see you again, hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah, we will see you tomorrow.
All right.